2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 4. Day 3. Morning Nourishment. Song of Songs 3:9-10. King Solomon made himself a palanquin of the wood of Lebanon. Its posts he made of silver, its bottom, of gold, its seat, of purple, its midst was inlaid with love from the daughters of Jerusalem. In the third stage of her experience, the lover of Christ is called to live in ascension as the new creation in resurrection. To live in ascension is to live continually in our spirit. Although we, the believers in Christ, are on earth, when we are in our spirit, we are joined to the ascended Christ in the heavens. To live in ascension requires that we live, act, move, and do everything in our spirit. This requires that we discern our spirit from our soul. In the kingdom age, the lover of Christ, signified by the palanquin, and Christ, signified by its rider, are in a union of triumphant celebration. Christ's lover is a palanquin, for travel in the day, the kingdom age, a carriage for Christ, made by Christ himself out of the resurrected, uplifted, and noble humanity, the wood of Lebanon, having God's nature, gold, as its base, Christ's redemption, silver, as its supports, and Christ's kingship, purple, as its seat. The inside of the palanquin is inlaid with the love of Christ's seekers, daughters, signifying that the lover of Christ is one with all the seekers of Christ in love in the principle of the body of Christ. Today's reading. With the palanquin there are two aspects, the exterior structure and the interior decoration. Solomon built a palanquin of the wood of Lebanon. Wood signifies humanity, and Lebanon signifies resurrection and ascension. Christ can make wild mares into a palanquin with his resurrected and ascended humanity. A mare is something natural by birth, there is absolutely nothing of building up related to it. But the palanquin is not something of birth, it is something built up. And the substantial material used for this building is the humanity of Jesus in resurrection and ascension. The moving vessel of Christ is not of natural birth but something built with the resurrected and ascended humanity of Christ. We must learn to take the Lord's resurrected and ascended humanity as our basic structure so that we may be built into the moving vessel that contains and expresses Him. Moreover, there is not only the wood of Lebanon but also the posts of silver and the golden bottom. Silver signifies the Lord's redemption, and gold, God's divine nature. The redemption of Christ is our supporting strength, and the divine nature of God is the very base of our building. We need to take all these things to the Lord in prayer so that He may bring us into the reality. We must be such a builded structure, not with our natural strength but with the humanity of Christ, the redemption of Jesus, and the divinity of God. Solomon made the palanquin himself. It is not that we make it. Throughout the years, the Lord has been working on us with the intention to make a palanquin for himself. He does not use anything of our natural makeup, but he uses his humanity, his redemption, and the divinity of God. Our responsibility is simply to offer our love to Him. The interior decoration of the palanquin was inlaid with love from the daughters of Jerusalem. We must offer our love to the Lord. He does not want anything from us other than our love. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He is always seeking our love, and only our love affords something for the interior decoration of the palanquin. The Lord Jesus made it, but it is decorated with our love. The basic structure is of wood, silver, and gold, but our love is the only thing with which the interior is decorated. The more we love Him, the more we will lose our character and personality. The more we love him, the more we will lose our will, but the interior of the palanquin will be fully decorated. This is the end of today's morning revival.